So again, just settling into the body. We've had a lot of words today, a lot of new thoughts, a lot of new concepts probably. So just kind of clear your head of even thinking or worrying about that or being excited about that. But just come back to how the body feels right now. Again, practicing that equanimity of just being present. Not needing to push anything away or pick anything up. And just scanning your entire body. Mm-hmm. Kind of space around your body, just releasing any tension or sometimes it's kind of interesting to note just the very first that we had in the morning, you can kind of remember back to that, how you may have felt or just how here we are a few hours later, different feeling in the body. So we might actually have to apply a little bit of different energy. Maybe we're a little bit physically more tired, so we have to pay a little more attention to our posture. Or maybe the mind is actually more energetic. And so the body's actually, my body and mind are a lot more pliable, a lot more relaxed in the afternoon than it is in the morning. So my meditations are better at this time. So I have to adjust the energy. In the morning it's more effort to stay upright, or now it's more effort to not get overwhelmed by the mental world. Just however it is for you, just be aware of that and try to bring to a mind that is neither attracted or repulsed by whatever arises, just developing that equanimity. And just very quickly and gently, just imagine your body as the skeleton inside your skin. Just feel your body being supported by that. Bring to your consciousness Is that intention, wishing yourself well, however that feels most comfortable for you, just bring that to mind, bring forward the phrases, bringing the, if there's any physical sensation that goes with that, to the top of your head, and just let gravity pull it down, like when you were standing, just let it permeate your entire body. Say, even if it's not this feeling of, say, pure loving kindness, but just even any sort of sense of peace, any sort of sense of relaxation or loving kindness, just allow that to permeate your entire body. And just for the next few minutes, and just continue whatever phrases are helpful for you to keep that feeling present in your mind, in your body. Just continuing to hold that feeling of goodwill. You have a benefactor. Just bring them into that field of loving kindness, metta. Just continue the phrases with this person. again, bringing our full awareness to this feeling of goodwill. Now let's bring in a dear one, a good friend. Just connecting with that feeling of goodwill and just imagining this person there. Just wish them wellness, however that is phrased for you. We can bring to mind, you know, of anybody who's a neutral person. Just bringing them into our field of awareness, into that field of metta. And if at any point we find that we've slipped off, just, it's okay to start right back from the beginning. It's better to start right back from the beginning than to try to jump back in at that level where we lost it. Just go back to yourself, just to establish it just long enough to feel the connection with loving kindness. Briefly do a benefactor, briefly do a good friend, and go back to the neutral person, just with a real sense of care, mindfulness, just holding that feeling of loving kindness, goodwill. If we have anybody who's in our difficult category, just gently bring that person into our awareness. paying real careful attention to that quality of kindness, goodwill. Just how can we continue to feel that goodwill and actually allow that person into our consciousness as well? And just briefly sort of go back down through the list backwards, starting with the now the neutral person, including them in our thoughts of goodwill. May they be safe. And down to the loved one, good friend. May they be happy. And to the benefactor, may they be safe. And back to ourselves, may we be happy. Instead of ending the meditation with contemplating the sharing of merit, let's just chant that together on page 27. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless through the goodness that arises from my practice and through this act of sharing. May all desires and attachments quickly cease and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind with mindfulness and wisdom.
wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge, unsurpasses the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble lord. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled.
Well, that's kind of surprising. We just went through a whole day of loving kindness sort of workshop, and we never once chanted the Metta Sutta. Bet you were surprised by that. That's fine. Okay, well, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's hope it happens again next year.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.